now for Swiss Up with Dario. Morning, Dario.
Morning,
now,
Mark.
Dario, how are you doing this morning? You all right?
I'm good. I'm good.
Now, there's a massive, massive event going on, which we're going to talk about, which I think would have escaped many people who listen to WRS. But it is a big event. Now, it didn't happen last year, but broadly speaking, it does happen every year. And we're going to take a look at a very particular event of national importance happening on the way, or currently, and until the 17th of October in St. Gallen. And that event is ULMA, Switzerland's premier agriculture and food fair. But Dario, ULMA, it's a big thing, isn't it?
It's a big thing, yes. ULMA stands for Ostschweizerische Land- und Milchwirtschaftsausstellung, or in English, that would be Eastern Switzerland Agricultural and Dairy Exhibition.
Right.
It is the largest...
I think we'll stick with ULMA.
ULMA, yes, we'll stick with ULMA for the rest of this episode. I'll just call it ULMA.
Yes.
It is the largest yearly folk fair in Switzerland and regularly attracts over 360,000 guests from around Switzerland to its exhibition halls in St. Gallen.
Okay, I mean, 360,000 people, that's obviously, you know, an enormous event. And also, I mean, it's such a big event that you'll often find some quite senior, high-ranking people there as well.
Yes, politicians like to go to ULMA. Federal councillors are regularly among the visitors to the fair. It is the event of the year in Switzerland where you will see the acting president of the Confederation pet a cow or hold up a piglet. And until 2014, the opening ceremony even was a must-attend event for the government. Since then, they have become too busy, so it's no longer a compulsory event for them, so it's not always in their agendas, but then when they can, the government members still like to show up and demonstrate proximity to the population and to the ever admired Swiss milk cows. So yes, it's basically the Geneva car show of livestock and tractors.
Right. I mean, it just really does go to show. I mean, we shouldn't forget this. I mean, how important agriculture is to Switzerland. I mean, we just, you know, it's very important. And of course, this year, it was the current president, Guy Parmelin, who gave out the honours.
Yes, Guy Parmelin, the current president, he held an opening speech. And remember, he is a winemaker. So for him to open the agricultural fair is actually quite fitting. And he did quite a good job. And weaved in some jokes. For example, he was prepared, or he said he was looking forward to holding the piglet, the famous piglet that the government members always get to hold and get to take photos with. It's like the American presidents when they hold a baby and they kiss a baby, and it's like a thing. And in Switzerland, it's like the president of the Confederation goes to ULMA and holds a little piglet that will then run in a piglet race. And he said, well, when he this year hosted Putin and Biden in Geneva, he was very well prepared, but there is no way to prepare for holding that piglet, because previously other government members had a bit of trouble with the piglet, because the piglet would shriek too much or would pee on them. And so he was a little anxious about the piglet moment, but it all went over really well, because him being coming from the agricultural world, really, he knew how to handle that pig.
How to handle a pig. It's important. You need to know that. Yes. Now, the thing is, people might be listening to this and thinking, well, you know, I'm not really particularly interested in farming or agriculture. That's not really my thing. But ULMA is more than that. And you could find plenty of things that you would find interesting.
Yes, so originally, really, Olma was primarily an agricultural fair where livestock were shown, awarded prices, and sold, and agricultural vehicles were on offer. But today, it's aimed at a much broader audience. So cows and horses and pigs are still part of the exhibition, but there's also sort of a petting zoo, and everything from lawnmowers to washing machines and cell phones are on sale. It is really a big fair celebrating all things Swiss, including food, products, animals, traditions such as yodeling, Alphorn, and Bratwurst eating.
Ah, now that sounds interesting. Bratwurst eating. Yes, there is, in fact, an Olmer Bratwurst that visitors should really not miss.
Yes, and I thought I'd put this into this episode because if there's one thing that you should absolutely remember from this Swiss Up episode, is that the best bratwurst is the Olma bratwurst. And this bratwurst has the particularity that it must never be eaten with mustard. I know this is anecdotal, but people, especially in St. Gallen, they're very serious about this. So this bratwurst, which might really remind some people of any other bratwurst, but
Right.
it has its name and it is apparently the best one. This should not be eaten with mustard.
Okay, so if you really want to upset the people of St. Gallen at Olma, then take some mustard with you. No, don't do that.
No,
Don't do that.
don't do it.
Don't do that. Okay. So what? But anyway, so why do they say that though? Why do they say never have this bratwurst with mustard?
Well, they're convinced that their wurst is so good it
Right.
needs no condiment, and any such condiment would be an insult to it. So, if you're heading to Alma in the next few days, remember it's still going on until this coming Sunday, then don't miss the bratwurst, but also don't ask for mustard.
Okay, and definitely not ketchup. No.
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's Olma, as you say. So it's going on in St. Gallen right now until the 17th of October. And joking aside, it is an enormously important event in Switzerland. As Dara's saying, 360,000 guests will arrive at Olma over the course of its opening. It's until the 17th of October. And you should go along, really, and check it out, frankly. I think it sounds like a good day out, even for the kids, because, you
Yeah.
know, with lots of the animals running around and then the food and the wine and all that sort of thing, it's something for everybody, I would
Exactly.
say. Okay. Right, Dario, thanks so much indeed. That was Dario and Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.